Hey, you guys, what's up? I hope you guys are doing well. I just want to say, my usual, I'm thinking about you. I'm so grateful that you guys listen to the show, the Dope Science Show. I have a new episode, if you guys didn't notice. That was episode 35 of Kevin Stonewall, and we talk about his life growing up in Southside Chicago and what motivated him to work on cancer research. And just like, how does he find balance and motivation and all the things that are important in a person's life when they're trying to, you know, achieve everyday things as well as like big dreams. So I hope you guys check it out because it was really good. So I say so a lot, but that's okay. I'm not editing this. This is one of my bonus tracks if you didn't notice. So let me just give you guys an update. So we talked about Kevin, which was great. I actually also did a podcast interview with Desi Sanchez. Desi is awesome. We've been friends on Instagram for over a year now, maybe longer. I'll put in the show notes what her Instagram name is because I forget because I'm dyslexic if you guys don't know. But she has a lot of experience working on television, being a writer, a producer, a TV host, and she is also a part of a radio show. It's called Grindhouse Radio, and they are a network that's on iHeartRadio. They have about 4 million listeners or something like that, and they're awesome. You guys should definitely check it out. I'll put in the show notes. She has a segment where she talks to people about science and tech, and she invited me to be on, you guys. So I was super excited to be able to be on her platform to talk about what I'm trying to achieve with the Dope Science Show and just some background information about myself, like why I got into science, what drives me, all that good stuff. So if you want to hear someone else interview me, I hope you guys will check it out. I'll let you know when it drops. I'll do like another refresher. And she also will come on my show soon, so I'll keep you guys updated in regards to that, because she's a brainiac herself. Even though she's in television and she's an artist, she's multifaceted. So it'll be great to get into who she is as a person, because I think she's really motivating and inspiring as well. I wanted to talk about just a little science. I wish I did it daily. I really do. Maybe one day, you guys, one day I'll be able to do it daily, and I'll have a team, and I'll have some editing help, so I can just bring the show up to another level. In regards to that, I am working on a Patreon page. I'm going to put in some effort in that. I haven't figured out what, you know, what benefits, what prizes I can give you guys. I'm looking to see what other people do. But if you have any ideas and you want to, you know, support me and my endeavors, let me know what you're thinking. What would you want as my Patreon? You know, would you want me to call you personally and talk about science? Would you want me, just all kinds of things? So I'm still working on that, but that is in the near future, so I'll definitely keep you guys updated. I read several science articles, but I have time to speak about one. It's interesting. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard of manic like episodes. Say you're manic depressive or bipolar or something like that. So I read this article and it in Science Daily, my favorite, one of my favorite sources for science. And the title is Beef Jerky and Other Processed Meats Associated with Manic Episodes. This is from a July 18th article. The source is the Johns Hopkins Medicine. So here's the summary. An analysis of more than 1,000 people with and without psychiatric disorders has shown that nitrates, chemicals used to cure meats such as beef jerky, salami, hot dogs, and other processed meat snacks, may contribute to mania, an abnormal mood state. Mania is characterized by hyperactivity, euphoria, and insomnia. While a number of genetic and other risk factors have been linked to manic episodes that categorize or characterize bipolar disorder and may occur in other psychiatric conditions, Those factors have been unable to explain what causes these mental illnesses, what causes mania. And so researchers have been increasingly looking for environmental factors such as diet. So that's what this study pretty much focuses on. So what they did is, sorry, I said I wasn't going to edit, so I'm not. I'm going to keep reading. There is a, so let me go back to mania just to give you a deeper understanding. Mania, a state of elevated mood, arousal, and energy that lasts weeks to months. It's generally seen in people with bipolar disorder, but can also occur in those with psychoaffective disorder. Manic states can lead to dangerous risk-taking behavior, and it can include delusional thinking, and most of those affected experience multiple hospitalizations in the course of their illness. I have seen this personally in my daily life with people I know, and I kind of just roll with it when I see it, but it is scary because it's very unpredictable, and even for myself, sometimes I've felt like I feel a little manic, and for me, I channel that energy into creativity as much as I can. I'll let you guys know if I, you know, if I need any help with channeling that mania. And also, you know, medication and seeing a therapist is always recommended. So bipolar disorder affects an estimated 1 to 3% of the population of the United States and costs an estimated $25 billion a year, wow, in direct health care costs, according to a study in the Journal of Affective Disorders. So in this particular study, the dietary researchers did a dietary survey. They did not ask about the frequency or time frame of cured meat consumption. So the researchers couldn't draw conclusions about exactly how much cured meat boosts one's risk of mania, but they hope future studies will give more insight. So what they did in this study is researchers from Johns Hopkins divided a group of otherwise healthy rats into two groups. One received normal rat chow, and the other received both normal chow and a piece of store-bought nitrate-prepared beef jerky every other day. Within 2 weeks, the rats receiving the jerky showed irregular sleeping patterns and hyperactivity. Next, the team worked with a Baltimore-based beef jerky company to create a special nitrate-free dried beef. They repeated the experiment, this time giving some rats the store-bought nitrate-prepared jerky and others the nitrate-free formulation. The animals that ate the nitrate-free meat behaved similar to a control group, while the animals that consumed the nitrates once again showed sleep disturbances and hyperactivity, similar to that seen in patients with mania, increased activity during normal sleep times and in new environments. That's what they observed in the rats. And then they replicated, the results were then replicated with a specially formulated rat chow that had either nitrate added directly to the chow or no nitrate. They wanted to make sure you guys realize that the amount that they fed the rats was similar to what an average person would eat, like in a daily snack, if you just ate one beef jerky stick or one hot dog a day. You know, I try to stay away from hot dogs as much as I can and all these things because of nitrates. I just feel like I knew that there was something off about them, a different health effects. Sometimes I will still get them because I'm poor and sometimes they just fit the budget. But this might make me definitely second guess that if it's worth it. So what the group did is they analyzed the gut bacteria of the different groups of rats. They found that animals with nitrate in their diet had different patterns of bacteria living in their intestines than the other rats. Moreover, the animals had differences in several molecular pathways in the brain than had been previously unaffected by mania. They said it's too early to make any declarations about what this means, but it's definitely worth looking into further. And so in summary, they found that What that people with bipolar disorder are, when they're given when people with bipolar disorder are given probiotics, which can change the composition of gut bacteria, after a manic episode, they're less likely to be rehospitalized in the following 6 months. So they said there's growing evidence that germs in the intestines can influence the brain, and this work on nitrate opens the door for future studies on how that may be happening. So in summary, you guys, they found that nitrates may induce mania in rats and people. And they observed this by doing a survey of people who had been hospitalized for mania, and found that people who had been were 3 times more likely to have eaten food with nitrates in their lifetime, okay? And then they also conducted experiments where they gave rats nitrate in their meat, and then they gave rats regular meat. And they saw that there was a difference between the two. The rats that were giving nitrate meat ended up with mania. And they also looked at their gut bacteria and saw that the composition of bacteria in their stomach had changed based on whether they ate nitrate meat or nitrate-free meat. And then they also found that people with mania who were giving probiotics after being hospitalized as a therapy, they gave them probiotics, they tended to recover from mania faster and were less likely to be rehospitalized in the following 6 months. So in summary, you guys, try to stay away from that nitrate-laden, like, processed meats. And, you know, take care of your gut. Seems like the gut bacteria is having a direct impact on our brain and our behavior. And I've read this a lot. This isn't new to me. But that's only because I read a lot. But if this is new to you, I hope that you guys decide to Google and look up more information about gut bacteria and brain, its effect on the brain and our behavior. And let me know what you think, or share some new articles with me. And I appreciate you guys listening to this, this unedited bonus episode. And I will talk to you guys soon. So excited about life. Thank you guys, and I hope you're having a good day.